Well, it was a very small village. We had no telephone boxes or anything like that. The only telephone in the village was actually at the post office. There was one local farm with a telephone. The doctor was 6 miles away. The district nurse was 5 miles away. We had a village school which only had two classrooms when I started school. And it had a coal fireplace in it with a big guard round it. And of course now it has altered quite a lot. But that was the days of slates and pencils.
Was there a church in the
village? No, the church was 3 miles away, roughly 3 miles away.
So it's quite a small village.
Oh, very small at that in those days, yes.
Have you any idea how many people lived there at the time?
No, I haven't, because the farms were scattered. But there were big families, really.
Was there a centre to the village at all, like a green or a place where people met?
Well, yes, there was the village green, where the chapel was. And we had a congregational chapel and a Methodist. Eventually the Methodist was sold and the congregational bought it for the village for a hall. We had one bus a week and that was on a Friday. That was what we call the market bus. And you could look through our windows and you could see that bus come over the railway bridge from the next village, which was miles away really, Shackleston. And, of course, now, of course, it's all houses.
Did it change much while you were there?
No.
Until you left?
No. No, it didn't change at all. It was after the Second World War, really, that the change came about. When people from Birmingham, Coventry, and all those places that were bombed came out. And of course then the motorways were built, so of course it's easy travelling now.